Hello, guys. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. Before we get started, I want to introduce our first sponsor, which is HelloFresh. You guys know Brooke and I are big fans. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. You can get easy, seasonable recipes and pre-measured ingredients. We love that. I love HelloFresh because it makes cooking simple but also delicious. It's just like very, very easy, and you're just comfortable in your own kitchen, yet they make it super easy for you, and you don't have to go to the grocery store all the time. And it kind of breaks you out of your dinner rut with 20 plus seasonal chef curated recipes each week. And you can add extra meals to your weekly order. The HelloFresh is very flexible, if you will. You can add yummy add-ons like garlic bread and cookie dough. Oh my gosh. Or you can change your delivery days. So if you're going to be out of town, whatever it may be. Delaney and I use HelloFresh so often. Like, honestly, I wish we got it every week. We might have to start doing that because it's so great. We get like 3 meals every week. And or when we do it, we get 3 meals, and it's just perfect, and you just have healthy food, and you just feel good about yourself. So for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/GalsOnTheGo80 and enter GalsOnTheGo80. That's GalsOnTheGo80 using the website HelloFresh.com/GalsOnTheGo80 to get $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. All right, let's get into the episode.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more, and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We are so excited to be back with you guys today. another episode,
another week, baby. This podcast just puts me in the best mood. It just gets me so motivated for the rest of the week.
Same. Honestly, Danielle. So Danielle used to always listen to it back and be like, you know, sometimes I'll just listen to our old episodes and like get re-motivated.
Yeah, I do.
And I used to judge you for it. I've been doing it lately. Not gonna lie.
Have you? I have really been. Oh my God. That makes me so happy.
I know. I just miss you so much.
I feel that so hard. No, I'll like do that sometimes, and I'm just like ones from like literally like 8 months ago, and like seeing where we were in that point in time, and like, I mean, we always just have the funniest laughs and like best laughs, funniest jokes, and it's just good to remember.
It is funny to see like how much we've changed but also stayed the same, because it's been, you know, a journey. It's so funny. Someone wrote in the Gals on the Go Facebook group, did you see that, the screenshots of our old videos?
Oh my God, it's really been a transformation. Those photos were rough, man.
I know, because we've been online for nearly 10 years, right?
We've been doing YouTube for so long.
So it's so funny. It's actually crazy because like our lives are literally documented, like not day by day, but like a lot compared to the normal person, I guess. So it's really...
Oh, for sure.
Go back and dig some tea.
You could really stalk us and just really have a time. Now everyone's going to go do that, and we're just going to get so many more screenshots.
I'm so sorry. I just brought it up. But anyways, we're excited to be here today.
Yes, it is a lovely Sunday afternoon. Brooke and I are just catching up. I'm in a great mood. I've got my fall candle going. My room is super clean. I like did a deep clean. You know that feeling of like when your room's just clean and everything just feels in place and everything is good, you know?
That usually lasts for me about like 2 days, maybe 3 days, and then it's like,
I'm trying to keep it up, though. No, I know. Mine was like, I was really letting my room go for a little bit. You know, it's like once you're like, oh, I'll put that away later, and then it's like there's just things everywhere.
Yep.
Not a vibe.
Or I hate when the pile on the floor or the chair starts going, and you're like, that's the worst. brutal. And you know that it's going to be like, when even just going through that pile, then you're like, okay, that's going to take me a solid hour to like put everything up and do the laundry, like whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, when you get in those moods, like you put something on Netflix, Hulu, or put on a podcast, and then you do it and you just feel so good after. It's very therapeutic. Highly suggest.
It is. It's such a good Sunday activity, or like Monday, like beginning of beginning of the week. Oh my gosh. Same.
Honestly, you just Mondays, got so excited.
I'm a big fan of Mondays now. Gotta be honest. Like kicking off the week on a good foot. I don't know. I'm like,
on a good foot, not a bad one.
Not a bad one. Make sure you do the good one.
Aw, well, we're really excited. This week's episode is something that Brooke and I have been talking about doing for a while. And it's just something really important, something like I've like had a realization about lately, is just kind of, we're going to be talking about doing what you love, staying true to you, kind of not losing sight of who you are, because it's so easy these days to lose sight of who you are and try to mold to some sort of fit, or if you're in a relationship, to kind of lose yourself in that. Just kind of, we're going to be talking about a lot in general. We have some things we want to talk about. We want to make it kind of conversational, but we also ask you guys to ask us questions and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like navigating your passions, doing what you love, still making it all work. And yeah, because I think that it's so easy to, I was just realizing this, like there's so many influencers and things that I follow that I'll find myself like, we were just talking about it, Danielle, saying the same things that they say, or like buying the same things that they buy. So it's like, how do you navigate in this world where it's like everyone's kind of not morphing into one, but like sharing all of their ideas and still like be you in all.
Yeah, exactly. There's like a fine line between like being inspired by others, because I'm 100% inspired by others and I love to inspire people. But there's like a fine line between that and like just like not really wanting to be yourself and just doing what everyone else is doing. But I think it's going to be a really good episode. Hopefully it'll inspire you guys. It'll inspire Brooke and I. It always does. Also, make sure to check out our merch, baby. I'm obsessed.
Ooh, yeah. shop.podcastone.com/gals.
Gals.
G-A-L-S, gals.
It is so cute. I love the Don't Text sweatshirt. I'm like obsessed. I wear it like every day.
Same, same. And be sure to, if you guys are buying, send us your pics. You could be featured. We do this thing called Merch Monday on our Instagram. And you guys send us the cutest pictures at the airport, on the go, on your college campus repping. Yeah, you guys really are keeping it on brand, which we absolutely love. And
I'm also loving the stickers. I put the gal on the go stickers. We have a sticker pack. The stickers are such good quality, guys. Like, I'm about to put one on my phone case, and then I put one on my laptop case, so on my laptop it just says like gal on the go, and it's just like,
is that on my laptop too?
Do you really? Oh my god,
I just put it on. I was feeling bold. I put on the actual laptop itself.
Oh my god, I was thinking about it. I'm just so nervous. I'm, because it's like a newer laptop, so I just, you know, probably in like a couple months I'll be like okay. But the sticker pack's incredible. Basically, one says don't text, one says gal on the go, and the other is like of our podcast cover art, per request. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a link in the show notes per usual, but it is shop.podcastone.com/gals.
And the sticker quality, I will say, it's pretty good. I'm a big sticker gal. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I
Brooke
was
has reviewed them all.
I will say I was a collector of sorts. You were too, like when we were into like preppy stuff back in the day.
Oh my
like
god, stickers. My Vineyard Vines whales and the Lily Pulitzer sticker. Yeah. Oh yeah, the whole nine yards. So we are so experienced.
They're good. We love them, and we love seeing how you guys are repping them. So share with us on Instagram at Gals on the Go Podcast, and stay connected with the Facebook group. Everything, we love building this community with you guys, and we are so thankful for you guys being on this journey with us.
Yeah, seriously, we talk about you guys all the time and about how much we love you and how much we love Gals on the Go. You guys mean a lot to us. It was so cute seeing all the, like when I posted my birthday vlog of like Brooke being here, everyone was like, oh my god, when you and Brooke reunited, it was so tender. Aww. It was just like, I don't know. It was.
That
like,
video made me so happy and made my heart happy.
I've watched that like 3 times now. Just the part where like I walk
you get
in
surprised.
and it's just like I look around the room and then I immediately just like run to you. I'm like, so like,
oh, it's so cute. It's so cute. A very tender video.
I'm crying. Or whatever you
crying.
Say.
Crying. I'm crying. C-R-I-N-E. I got that from Taylor King. Crying. Do you say crying or like crying? Like, I'm crying. That's kind of like how I read it.
I say I'm crying, but you say I'm crying. I feel like. Or at least you text like, that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. But I was just saying to Danielle, it applies to everything. If you're happy, sad, you think something's funny, like, I'm crying.
I'm diseased. I'm so happy it's finally getting a little bit cooler here in Athens. It's like 65 this morning. Vibes. It'll go away soon. Yeah. It was 97 on Friday, so that needed to happen.
Very similar weather to here. I will say, Danielle, I felt like you today because I feel like you're such a in the morning person, like get up and kind of like
take a walk. I saw you had a morning.
I did. I got up and I took a walk and got some coffee and lunch and stuff and did some light shopping. And honestly, getting out of your house and going for a walk, it is unmeasurable how incredible it makes me feel. I don't know.
You live
in a place where you can walk.
Freddie and I did that this morning. We walked to Athens Bagel Company, and it was just so nice. Like, we were going to drive, and we're like, let's just walk. Like, it is so good for the soul, especially in the morning when it's, like, so still out, you know? And then
I love it.
You, like, go and, like,
Sunday mornings when the world is, like, dead, and it's like, I'm just going to go.
But you're alive. You rise from the dead, and everyone else is still in bed, like, hungover watching
Actually,
Netflix.
Though, it's so true. I equate a nice morning walk to the same thing as just waking up in the morning before the rest of the world is up. Like, being up in the 6 o'clock hour is another level of feeling incredible. Like,
you inspired me like the last few times we've recorded and like talked, and you like said, you know, you like to wake up earlier than like everything to have a morning, and I'm the same way, and I kind of like lost sight of that. And the last like week or so, I've just like been in such a good mood because I've been waking up like an hour earlier or two and like having a morning, and it is just, it really changes the game. Like, instead of like rolling out of bed, making coffee, I always make time to like make breakfast. I'm a big breakfast person, as we all know. But just like having even that extra time to like, oh my God, it's so good for the soul.
It's so true. Especially because you and I like to be alone.
Yeah.
And since a lot true. Of your day, like, I mean, for me, I'm alone all the time now, so this doesn't apply to me. But for you, since you're like surrounded by people constantly, I think it's really good for someone like you to wake up early, because you do have them that like hour before Delaney's probably up and before the rest of your day, even but like before people start texting you. Like, it's just like 1 hour or, you know, even 30 minutes, 45 minutes for you. So
I love that. I'm like so motivated right now. I just want to like take on the day. Yeah.
The thing that sucks is starting the cycle of that waking up.
Yes,
though. You know what I mean?
Agree.
Like pushing back the alarm. Ugh, brutal.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, I know. I don't even know. And I just got these blackout curtains, and they're just incredible.
Oh, dangerous.
Morning. Dangerous. But like, they've also been great because then like I wake up and the sun's not like right in my eyes, and like I can like kind of wake up a little bit more easier, if that makes sense, of set, and I feel like I'm more well rested. I don't know how to explain it, but sometimes when I wake up and the sun's like in my eyes, if I'm not waking up in a good mood, like the sun's not about it. Like, you know, if you wake up in a good mood, the sun is shining and you're like, like birds are singing. But if you wake up and you're like not about the sun, then it's not a vibe. So I don't know if that just made sense.
I felt that.
But it's nice.
No,
to,
I did.
Yeah.
I actually am the opposite, though, because I enjoy waking up to the sun because I feel it's more natural. But I do see what you're saying in terms of, like,
I think it's just, like, a new thing for me, because my whole life, my room at home, my room here, everywhere I've always, like, lived, I never had, like, good curtains, and I always woke up in the sunlight. And I'm just, like, kind of enjoying this, like, dark vibe sometimes.
Yeah, no.
I open the windows right away, but I don't know.
I will say, I was also upset because they're doing construction outside of my building, and this is actually really funny. They decided to place a street light, like lantern type, you know what I mean? Like
if
you're driving on the street, like those lights.
Oh, right.
Right outside my window.
Oh,
my
that's
bedroom
really
window.
Kind. Love that
oh,
for
it's
you.
It's incredible. So now I have to close my blinds because I have like the brightest light just shining into my room.
Oh, like at night.
At night, yes.
At night.
At night. I mean, that's usually when lights are on, usually at night.
At night. I know. Night. Was it you? No, I think it was Callie. Callie used to always, like, when she would come over last year and, like, help me do stuff. Like, I never had lights on because I love the natural sunlight. She's like, you never have lights on when I'm here. Like, I don't
oh,
have
no,
any
I'm
lights
the same.
On right now. Natural light's so
me
much
too.
Better. I hate
None.
The yellow light. None, zero. Actually, I have my neon light on that
zero.
Says do what you love. Zero. Because I thought it was on brand for, like, this podcast episode. Like, do what you love.
That
so I thought
is,
I'd turn it on.
That is. No, my electric bill is shockingly low because I never have lights on. It's just, like, dark in my apartment. I, like, use my phone light sometimes.
Flashlight.
No, actually, because I hate – I'm such a big lighting person. Like, when I was at the office, when I used to have a job, I would be like, don't look at me in the fluorescent lighting. People would be like, what are you talking about? Like, YouTubers are big, like, lighting people. We get it. You know, we're like,
oh, yeah. No, it's very important. I love, yeah, don't get me wrong. I love natural sunlight. Like, I really do. It's incredible. It really, like, makes everything look better. It makes you in a better mood.
It does. It does something to, like, your body's chemicals. I wish I knew exactly what, but it definitely does. Hey guys, just interrupting this episode to talk to you about Fossil. It's no secret, when it comes to tech, we're always looking for the best new thing. So I'll let you in on something, because I found it. It's the new Fossil Gen 5 smartwatch. And there are some reasons why you need this literally life-altering smartwatch right now. It's compatible with both iPhone and Android phones, so I'm sure that it's compatible with yours. You can make or take calls from your wrist when it's paired with one of these devices, and it's actually powered with Wear OS by Google. So it's a new speaker that lets you download music, hear responses from Google Assistant, and more. You could also get help on the go with Google Assistant. You could ask it to play music, ask it about the weather, and it actually has a new improved heart rate sensor, which is battery efficient, so you can check your heart rate anytime you're on the move, which is really great. I always like these pieces of technology because it kind of helps you out if you're trying to get fit like me. It definitely is a useful tool. And the Gen 5 still includes the features that everybody loves, like receiving texts, calls, social updates, and more. But the bonus is that it's a smartwatch that actually looks good. So I love it because, like, when I'm headed, like I said, from the gym right to like my co-working space or going somewhere that I need to be a little more dressed up, maybe meeting some friends out or something, it's easy because it matches really easily to my personal style. I have the rose gold one. And if you guys know, I have all like rose gold jewelry. So it just matches everything in my life so, so well. So with Fossil's Gen 5 smartwatch, you've literally got the whole world on your wrist. It's extra smart and uber stylish. So what else do you need in a smartwatch? And what are you waiting for? Go ahead and treat your bestie or even yourself to the Fossil Gen 5 smartwatch. You have my permission to shop nonstop. So get your Gen 5 smartwatch now at fossil.com. It's starting at only $295, you guys. You have to check it out now at fossil.com. So I think we've talked about enough about sleep habits, morning habits, that yeah. We should probably catch you guys up on our lives with the highlights and lowlights.
Let's get into it.
Highlights and lowlights. Alrighty, let's start with the lowlights. Get them over with.
Mine's kind of, you know, here I am. I'm always trying. The lowlights are just so hard because I don't want to like complain. But
we're not perfect, you know.
Not perfect.
So just get it off your chest, girly. Just say it.
It's been really weighing on me, dude. I have been eating like crap.
Oh,
and that is my lowlight. I have become obsessed with bagels in the morning with like ham, egg, and cheese. It's terrible.
Whoa.
Like,
who is she? Oh.
I went to Athens Bagel Company this morning. I discovered the Aubon Pond on campus, and the BLC has
so
bagels.
Good.
I get a oh my God, your face.
I miss it. Oh. That place was my home away.
I pretend I'm a business major, and I'll just like go in there because I'm like, this is
anybody's
like a good
welcome.
Place. We don't stop anyone. No filtering. No, but like a sesame bagel with ham, egg, and cheese on it is a vibe. And I've had it like probably three times this week. And then I've just been eating like not good dinners. And it's just, I need to eat clean. All I do is I'll like make up for it by like drinking green juice or like drinking kombucha. And like that's just not, it's not enough. So
but haven't you been working out like a like crazy?
Well,
person?
Yeah, no, I've been working out. I have gotten so many compliments lately. Like this girl in my story that we're like pals, but like I can't believe she said this. She just came up to me. She's like, dude, you look like you've lost so much weight. Like, good for you. Like, what are you eating? I was like, I've honestly just been working out every day. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah, trust me. Like, I do not eat well, which is not good. And my skin's showing it. Like, I feel myself breaking out. So I just need to. I used to like be so good about like making oatmeal in the morning or like. Like yogurt parfaits, I'm pretty good about in the morning, but then it's just like lunch.
For me, it's
and
the
dinner.
Nighttime. Oh, for me, it's the nighttime snacks, man.
No,
oh,
same. I've hard. Been eating chips and salsa like it's my job.
You know what I discovered? Which it's a dangerous thing.
Oh,
it's,
no, don't tell me.
Well, you don't have an air fryer, do you?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter to you.
But isn't air frying like okay?
Yeah, no, but it's what you put in the air fryer. I've discovered.
What do you put in the air fryer?
Reheating pizza in your air fryer. Okay, no, it sounds insane. My friend Jordan is the one who like mentioned it to me, and we did it one time because we like ordered pizza at night, and then like we're disgusting, and then the morning we were like eating pizza. I'm like, you know, literally put it in there on 350 for like 5 minutes. I have like honestly might be the best thing I've ever ate, like reheated pizza in the air fryer. So that's just a life hack in general. That's something that I've been eating.
Does it look weird when it comes out of the air fryer?
It's definitely darker in color than like a normal pizza because it's like cooked from like both sides, so it's kind of like confusing, so it's more crispy, but it is like next level good.
I love fried zucchini. Is it fried zucchini? Yeah, I love fried zucchini and fried okra. I had fried okra in Texas. So
Southern.
Good. I know. Who is she? What did you comment on my picture one time? Oh, she's Southern or something. Was she?
Oh, yeah. With you with the boots? You were like, hey, y'all, my new boots.
Hey, y'all, happy fall now. Happy fall, y'all. That's like a sign you'd see at Home Goods.
So funny.
I need to go do a Target trip soon. That sounds fun. Sorry, I just got sidetracked. Oh,
no, go off. It is fun. Honestly, you know what you need to do that I did today is a TJ Maxx trip. They're pretty fun.
Ooh, maybe I'll do that today. Maybe I'll convince Delaney.
Yeah, it's fun because you don't really like decide what you need. It's kind of like you let the store decide what you need. So
yeah, no, like, and the TJ Maxx in Athens, you know, has the Home Goods too.
Yes, that's a great TJ Maxx, and you can get all like fall stuff, and it's actually not like stupid expensive. You know,
yeah, like a couple like inexpensive Free People sweaters, perhaps. They have good deals.
They do have good deals, and just like some nice. I got some fall decor. I got like a new spatula today.
You're really living on the edge, Brooke. Like, watch out, world. You've been spending so much money, and I'm here for it.
I don't know what's happening, dude. I was about to go buy the Pro Max today, and then my mom was like, Brooke, no.
I actually, that one I can get behind. Like,
the telephoto lens?
The lens is insane. Like, now, like, because I do so many vlog clips, like, on my phone when I'm on campus, and I do the wide lens, and so many people comment on my video today, like, wow, was that the iPhone? Because I'm, like, it is so good. Like, I could just do my vlogs on that. Like, I wish I had, like, a wide lens on my vlog camera so bad, because, I mean, this iPhone quality is insane. And you have the 8, right? You don't have the X.
Yeah,
I think that's a fair upgrade. A few people commented on my vlog today, and were like, why would you waste a perfectly good phone? And I was like, I've had the iPhone 8. I've had that phone for, like, 2 or 3 years, and I feel like most people, like, when the new phone, like, all of my friends have the X or, like, something more advanced than mine. Like, I kind of have the oldest, and I was like, I feel like when this is my job, like, I really upgraded for the camera. Like, it's not, and my phone was cracked, and, like, obviously you can get it fixed, but I don't know. For me, that was, like, a big justification. Like, I mean, it's, like, a business expense, essentially.
It is.
Camera quality is incredible. I just, it's good stuff. This is not an iPhone ad, but it is great.
No, I feel that. I really want to upgrade, but then my mom was like, no, you got to wait 3 months because, like, that's the next, like, upgrade in the family. And I was like, honestly, I need to get off my parents' plan anyways. Like, let me free. And then she was like, no. Like, she's holding me back. No, they're trying to do the right thing. I feel like it's normal to stay on your family's phone.
Oh, yeah.
I just did a brand deal for this awesome company called Visible, but it actually, like, it just doesn't make sense for me. Like, we're in, like, this, like, specific contract. It's, like, a whole thing. You know, phone plans are so confusing. It's, like,
yeah, I have no intent. I mean, I told my dad, I was like, I'll Venmo you every month for my phone bill. Like, I really will. It's not a big deal. But, I mean, it's just, like, an easy family pack. Like,
it is.
It's, like, we're all, like, connected somehow. Unlimited talk and text. Whatever.
We love that. No, family plans are kind of, like, over my head. Okay, so anyway, so my low light. I actually don't really have a low light either. I would just say that my schedule feels a bit messy with my life being in this new phase of transition. And it's all good. Like, I mean, it's, like, a good thing. But I think I just need to establish more order. So I've been trying to watch a lot of, like, videos or listen to a lot of podcasts of how other people – I've always struggled with time management. So especially now that I'm, like, I have a lot more time, I'm like, wow, what's the best way to kind of do this? And like I said, it's not waking up early. That's the problem. I wake up early naturally. So I have a long day, but it's like, you know, should I be working out in the morning? Should I do, like, one day as, like, content creation, the rest of the days I don't have to get ready? But
right.
You know what I mean?
So kind of like figuring out time management and, like, self management.
Exactly. I've never had this much freedom, so it feels good, but it's also,
I think,
like,
you're doing a good job so far.
Well, thank you. It's been, like, 2 weeks, I guess. But there's, like, a quote, and it's like, freedom, something to do with self-discipline and freedom and, like, managing the two. And it's like the biggest test to your self-discipline is freedom, because it's honestly true.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because you could sit in bed all day as a YouTuber, hypothetically. And
some
produce
do.
One. Yeah, so honestly, some do.
And, like, only post twice a month. And I'm like, how? Like, how do you do that? I'd go literally insane.
I know. It's, like, really easy to slack off, but it's also really easy to overwork. So it's like you got to find that balance of not being, like, psycho about your numbers and not being psycho about, like, perfectionism.
Yeah.
Because it will drive you insane, but also finding that balance. And I'm really, like, blessed that this is, like, my biggest concern at this point. But if you guys have any of you guys are, like, kind of on a more flexible schedule and have any tips, love to hear them if you could send them my way.
You should talk to Emma about it, our creative producer.
Yeah, she is the... Oh, my gosh. She's so inspiring.
What is her position? So creative director?
Creative director.
We love you, Emma. She's awesome. I feel like she's so good at time management and, like...
She is. Yeah. She's really good at prioritizing projects, too. Like, if I, like, send something her way, she'll be like, okay, like, I can't get to it today, but, like, you know, on Wednesday I can. I'm like, wow, that's pretty quick. Like, she's good about, you know, even that stuff. It's not, like, something sits on her books for weeks and... she does a more creative career too. I would say, yeah, definitely more creative, which is awesome. And it's rare to meet people all, like, that are recent grads of college that are kind of in this phase of like working for themselves. So I think that's what I'm struggling with too, is finding like relatable people to follow or like learn from that are like similar age to me and not like 30 and like married and like have a freaking influencer husband or whatever it is, which is awesome. But like, I'm not like that, so I need to find people more like me.
No, yeah, and I think, I mean, you picked a great city for that. You have Molly, Gretchen, Maggie, Arlen, Natalie, two Natalies. There's just so many people, and you keep meeting people. Like, I think there's like a lot of people for you to hang out with.
Yeah. That, like, it's really nice being inspired. Like, exactly, being inspired by people is like a whole great thing to have, but you have that too, obviously. It's just, that's like being inspired by people, like having good friends and all that stuff, so all is well. But that's my low light. All is good. Now let's talk about highlights.
My highlight is, so this weekend was parents weekend for Kappa Delta, and my parents didn't come because they were here like literally a week ago for my birthday, and it was for an away game. And I was just like, you guys don't really need to come. Like, it's not a big deal. And because I think my mom's coming in a week or two to come for SDT Greek Grind to, like, watch our dances.
Oh, so fun.
She wants to come so bad. So I was like, don't worry about it. And it was so much fun, though. Like, love you, parents. But siblings weekend is so much fun. My brother ended up driving up from Furman. And we just hung out all weekend. And I just hung out with all my parents' friends. Or my parents' friends. My friends' parents. And it was so much fun. We rented out this place called Sauce House Barbecue. There was a band. We were all just dancing. It was just a blast. And, like, a ton of our guy friends ended up coming because, like, they love all of our parents. And, like, Ryan came. So it was just, like, a really, really good weekend. The dogs won. And I just love spending time with my brother. We're pretty close. Like, we just, like, had a little morning this morning, and we got to hang out all day yesterday. I don't know. It's just, like, good for the soul. So that was my highlight.
Is it, like, really great with him being in college, too? Like, I feel like now that you guys are both in college, it's probably, like, a whole new level to your, like, relationship.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds, like, lame, but...
Yeah, we've gotten to see each other, like, twice already, and, like, because he only lives an hour and a half away, and, like, we're planning for me to go visit him, and, you know, I can give him advice, because, like, obviously, like, he kind of had a similar situation to me where, like, he's making lots of friends. Like, the friends thing isn't a problem for him, but he's, like, adjusting to, like, time management and only having one or two classes a day. And, you know, he's so used to, like, living in Florida and, like, being out of state. Like, he's, like, having to adjust. And so, like, we can have, like, deep talks about that. And, like, I don't know. I'm kind of just reassuring him that, like, everything he's feeling is normal. And so, I don't know. It's been really, really fun. And, yeah, you're right. We have gotten closer just, like, from him being in college. So...
I feel like that's very normal because with age comes, especially with you and I are both like a pretty reasonable number of years apart from our brother. Like, because you guys are how many, 3 years apart?
We're 2.5. Oh, you and Sal a little bit more.
Yeah, no, we're like 5. So
you guys are a lot more. Just kidding.
Yeah, because I'm older than you. Yeah, it's hard because, but as we get older, it's easier and easier because we have more and more to relate on versus I think you were, you know, when I was 17 and he was 12, I think that's a lot harder versus now when he's turning 18 and I'm almost 22. I guess we're only 4 years apart. I'm so bad at math.
Were you guys? Yeah. So you were, you were never in high school at the same time.
No.
Me and Freddie were in high school for 2 years together. It was fun.
Yeah. That's so fun. Yeah. You guys are really close though. So that's really special.
That's why. Cause we're just like closer in age, I think.
Yeah. I love that.
Just pausing the episode really quick to talk to you guys about Thinks. I'm really excited about this sponsor because I actually discovered Thinks at a random boutique in New York City when I was just strolling along, and I thought the idea was so awesome, and I'm so excited to finally have a couple pairs of my own. Basically, Thinks is a period-proof underwear that absorbs up to 4 tampons worth of your flow, keeping you fresh, dry, and comfortable all cycle long, which I think is so cool and a great invention. And I don't know, I think sometimes people are not as open about their periods, but it's like very okay to be. 50% of the world's population has a period, so how come we're not so comfortable talking about them? Thinks is period-proof underwear. We love that. It can back up or even replace tampons, pads, cups, or anything else you're using today. They're washable and reusable, so you can feel good and feel good about switching to a more sustainable period too. Thinx is on a mission to empower everybody with innovative solutions and social change. Every purchase gives back to their Give Rise program when they're fighting for better access to puberty education, menstrual equity, and more, which is awesome. I thought it was a great idea because especially when it's my time of the month and I'm working out and everything, I just feel like extra blah. So having these underwear, I think, is a great idea, and I just love them, and they're super, super comfortable, and they're just awesome in general. To learn more about Thinx underwear that absorbs your period, visit periodbetter.com and use our special code GALSONTHEGO to get $10 off your first pair. Now enjoy the rest of the episode. So what was your highlight?
Mine is something upcoming. I am going to visit my mom.
I saw your little story.
I'm so pumped. So this is like a crazy life update, I guess, from my family perspective. So my mom works in Pennsylvania, not all the time. Like, she's home office in New York, Long Island, like where I'm from, but then commutes, I guess, to work. And she's been going multiple times a month now to Pennsylvania. It's so funny because she used to do the same thing where she would like travel to work and it was in Florida. So that's how Danielle and I kind of came close, because it was in Tampa.
You guys had a place in Clearwater Beach. I mean, you're always near me.
Exactly. And then that whole transition kind of happened, and my mom started working now in Pennsylvania, and it's a similar job where it's like, you know, I think she counted up the nights and it was like 90 nights a year or something. And it was 90 nights a year in a hotel. And then my mom and dad were like looking at things and they were like, we should just get a place, because what's the point of this? Like, let's get somewhere where we can stay and my dad can go with her and they can make more. My mom was always like rushing back and forth, driving from Pennsylvania to New York, which is to Long Island where we're from, which is not a quick drive.
Like, how long is it?
It's like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's not around the corner.
I thought it was 2 or 3 maybe. Wow.
No. And there, 'cause you have to drive through Jersey and then through New York City, which is a ton of traffic, and then to Long Island. So it's like a lot of hours in the car. And just pointless. Like, she's turning 50. Like, why does she have to be like rushing around, like living life at such a fast speed? Like, no. So they wanted to enjoy life, so they got a place, and I have not seen it yet, but I've seen a lot of pictures. I love you, Mom. She's probably listening. My mom inspired the decor of the place because she's like, it's very modern. She was inspired by my place's decor and like got the same couch and stuff.
Oh my God. So she already found a place? Like, she like signed?
Oh yeah. No, it's, yeah. She's been there for like 3 weeks now. Oh, or something. I actually know that. Yeah. I haven't posted any content there because I haven't gotten down, but it's in the suburbs of Philly in Exton, Pennsylvania. And I'm really excited to go visit her and see her. And it's honestly, like, that's the nice thing about, like, my quote-unquote job now, is because I can go, like, visit her for...
How long will you be there? You should see Tori.
I am. I think I'm going to go to Stride.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so jealous. Ugh.
Well, you know me. I'm a huge spin gal now.
Big spin gal. Big spin energy. No, you have to. I mean, she doesn't only do spin. You could do another class, too. I think you should do spin, but, like, they have so many classes there, I feel like.
Yeah, I want to take her spin class, though.
Oh, you have to do her class.
Yeah. And then, so Tori, who we're talking about, Tori DeSimone, is one of our very good friends who has a podcast as well, which I highly, highly recommend. I listen to it every time it drops. Very inspiring. And she just has her crap together. And she's one of those people that transition, like, she does YouTube and social media, but she has this business called Stride. It's a spin studio outside of Philly. So very similar area. It won't be a far drive at all, and I'm going to go see her.
I'm glad you're going to see her. Good. That'll be fun.
I know. I feel like, honestly, Philly's like a poppin' area. We went that one time, and we loved it.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's why I was, like, thinking of Philly. That was so much fun. Like, I wish I had more time there. Like, it's a really cool place. So many cities lately are just popping out of nowhere, and they're just, like, killing the game. Like, you think, oh, it's just, like, New York and Boston, like, L.A., or, like, but, like, so many cities are so cool now. Like, Atlanta's getting super cool, like...
I know. Wait, cities I want. I didn't cool. hear about where's Austin in the highlights. I need to hear about. You didn't say anything about it because I did a solo last week, Danielle.
Oh, that's my bad. That is my bad.
It's just, it seems like it was like a long time ago now, but it really wasn't. Yeah,
I guess I recorded right before I left for Austin. So a little quick little thing. Not this past week, but the week before that, I got invited on a trip with Daniel Wellington to Austin, Texas for their store opening and the opening or their release of their new iconic watch or icon watch. And
iconic,
I think that's what it's called. it's really iconic. Cool watch. Yeah. And they opened their new store in this really cute shopping center called The Domain. You guys probably know about it if you live in Austin. I loved Austin. I like so see why people like to go there. And so I got a plus one and I actually brought Ryan, which was like a big move in general, because if you guys know anything, like he's a total 307. Like when I met him, he did not know I had a YouTube channel. The way he found out was like by his friends kind of like telling him slash girls coming up and like asking for photos, and like they asked him to take the photo and he's like, why are girls taking photos with you? It's very weird. And I've always, like, I try to keep, like, our relationship, like, kind of separate. Like, I've been putting him in vlogs, like, a little bit just because, like, obviously I spend time with him and I want him to be in it. And he's, like, super supportive of it. But anyways, it was a big deal, needless to say, to bring him on this trip with me. But my plus one had to be 21. And he and I had both just turned 21. And I was like, this would be so much fun. And the trip was super chill. And he, like, got a feel for, like, what it was like to be on an influencer trip. He was, like, so helpful. He was, like, we were at one of the brunches. And you know how an influencer brunch is. I mean, everyone pulls out their phones and they're taking photos.
Oh, I can't even imagine. And was so Ryan like out of his mind? Like,
no, he was like getting so into it. He was like, wait, like, because they gave him a watch too. And he's like, I'm going to take one. So he like takes like his mimosa and like takes a photo like with the watch. And it was hilarious. Like, he was like really, really cool about it all. And he like became friends with everyone. And it was a great trip. And it was like, I don't know. We like went to the store opening. We did a couple things with Daniel Wellington. But we got time to like explore Austin. And it's like a really cool city. And I'd love to go back. So it was a great trip. So, yeah, I did that. And that was, like, yay, Wednesday to Friday. So we had to, like, make sure we wouldn't miss any school, like, anything important. It was kind of, like, a spur-of-the-moment thing. But those are always really fun. We keep referring to it. It's a good time.
Aw, I'm glad. That was, like, a little getaway. And you both turned 21.
It was like, we turned 21 the weekend before. It was so much fun. It was, like, I'm so thankful we got to do that.
It's nice because, like, he gets to experience, like, some of those things with you. And, like, a lot of other couples, obviously, don't get the opportunity to like travel and do stuff like that, but like because of like your line of work, like you guys get like that's
oh
awesome.
Yeah, he's like, he's we were like sitting at breakfast, I don't know if he was being serious, but now he's getting so into it. He's like, I'd go to Coachella. Like, I'm like, oh my god,
oh my god.
He's like, if you ever want to come on again, like he's into the idea of Stagecoach. I'd love to go to Stagecoach with him. That'd be fun. But I think he'd have culture shock at Coachella. Oh my god, I don't know. But
that's
it was funny.
Next level.
We were going to tech. We were like on the airplane. And he was like, "This is my first time being west of the Mississippi." Like, he was joking. He's been to Arizona, but it was just like funny. I don't know.
I feel like you guys are so goofy together. I love it.
Yeah, in the last like few months, we've like, I don't know, I told him, I was like, you've gotten funnier, or I don't really know what it is, but we just like laugh all the time, which I think is so important in a relationship. So
it's so important. Type. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The importante.
I love that. Hey guys, hope you're loving the episode so far. I wanted to talk to you about Privé Revaux and some of my favorite blue light glasses. You guys have seen me posting all about these on my social and on YouTube. These are the Privé Revaux Maestro anti-blue light blocking sunglasses. These are the ones that I have. They have like this tortoisey look. They are so nice, you guys. I always get compliments on them, and they're literally actually like they have a purpose. They're not just like for show, because they block out blue light. So a little more about Privé Revaux. Visionaries Jamie Foxx, Ashley Benson, and Hailee Steinfeld aim to shake up the eyewear market, and they have done just that. Privé Revaux was founded on the belief that head-turning style shouldn't be a luxury reserved for just a select few. So they created high designer sunglasses, anti-blue light, and reader glasses starting at just $29.95. Yes, my favorite glasses are only $29.95, you guys. The perfect pair of glasses can make you feel like the world is just waiting for you to show it who's boss. Each pair of handcrafted glasses has high standards and low prices, polarized lenses, 100% UVA, UVB protection, and lenses with blue light blocking technology. We leave no stone unturned when it comes to creating the most affordable, high quality, handcrafted eyewear on the market. And you guys could actually enjoy 15% off your first purchase when you use the promo code GALSONTHEGO15. So these glasses are already super affordable for the trendy styles that they have, and you guys can get an additional 15% off with Gals on the Go 15. I love them. You got to check them out. Should we talk about our current fave?
Let's do it. These are a few of my favorite things.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
Okay, you go.
So mine have to be the headphones that I'm wearing, and I actually don't even know the exact title of them. I'm currently looking it up, you guys, because they are awesome. So they're from Bose, and they are their new over-ear headphones that are noise-canceling. But whatever ones that I got, I'm pulling up the name right now. These are the...
I have a pair, and I love them. Mine are like the WX1000M3. I don't really know what mine are, but they're awesome. But yours are like white and cute, or silver?
Yeah, they're silver. These are the, it says the 700, I guess, and they have Alexa voice control.
Oh my God.
And I got the silver color. They're very like feminine, because I feel like a lot of over ear ones like are not in a bad way, but they look like a little like, techie.
Like computer headset, like you're in tech sales or something.
Like cold call vibes.
Like cold call vibes. Can we say that? Sorry.
TBT. No, honestly, it's so true.
Just brings you back.
I'm triggered. So I had to do a total color change. These are awesome. I just looked it up. They're the Bose noise canceling wireless Bluetooth headphones 700, and they're like their newest ones, I guess. I just went into Best Buy and I was like, give me the best pair you got.
Like, oh my God, I love it. Give me the best for the best there.
Yeah, literally. And then the guy was like telling me all the specs. I was like, if they're going to cancel out noise and like whatever. And the noise canceling on these, I was just telling Danielle, like right now I don't have noise canceling on because it would be like scary. Like you hear yourself, like you hear everything. Like you don't hear everything, but you hear like your internal organs, I feel like.
Oh my God. That's so intense. You know what I mean? Like, no, I know what you mean.
Like it's so noise canceling. And so they have, it goes noise canceling like level like 1 to 10. And 10 is like, is there even an outside world? Like, or is this just my life now? Like, you know what
Dang.
I mean? No, I did it at the airport just to test because it was like super loud and like crazy and like everyone's around me, and I did it and I was like transported. Like I was like, I'm on a beach. Like this is like,
no,
nuts.
That's how, remember when we were on the ferry in Greece and I was like playing around with my Bose headphones? I was like,
yeah,
look, it's like stadium sound. Do you have the app for it and everything? It's really cool.
Yeah, I do have the app. It's really sick, and they are ridiculously expensive, but honestly,
like
the AirPods, I'm telling you, Danielle, the AirPods on the air, I don't know, when I listen to AirPods on the airplane,
you
AirPods
can't
hear anything.
No, the airplane air is so loud. That's why I literally have the noise canceling headphones. Like, I get it.
Yes. And they're good for like editing and stuff. Like,
so
if you really just
good.
Want like plug in, like get in the zone.
And studying
and, like,
and stuff.
Yeah. And like, let everyone know that you're plugged in. Like AirPods.
It really lets everyone know.
Are they plugged in?
Yeah, like right now, it doesn't look like I have AirPods in. I just have to show Brooke.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
Does she? No, that's so true. Like, you let people know you're plugged in. I love that.
Exactly. So that's all that is. All right, what about you?
My current favorite is baseball hats in general, just like hats. I've been wearing hats a lot lately. I don't know. I think it's a mix between... Like, I don't wear makeup to class sometimes, so I just like wearing a hat, just kind of like constrict everything and just like cover everything. And I also just like the look of, like, I don't know, I feel like it's just like a sporty vibe. And I also, my roots are growing out really bad, so I'm just like into that. But I booked a hair appointment this Wednesday, so I'm very excited about that, to like trim the hair, you know, get a little healthy vibe.
Yeah, but
the one hat I've been obsessed with wearing is my black Nike like dry fit hat. It just looks so good, and like it makes you look so sporty. And I don't know what it is.
I like the one you're wearing now.
Thank you. Go Braves, Atlanta Braves. And also, guys, we want to make a hat merch for Gals on the Go. What should the hat say? Like, we were thinking, like, on the go. I don't really know. I want your all's opinions. But baseball hats are
a
move.
A nice, like, sleek black baseball hat.
Oh, a vibe, Brooke. A vibe.
The only reason why I don't like hats is because I feel...
Yeah, you
don't
wear
hats.
Let
me know if there's a hack for this. I don't, because I don't like... Yes, I don't like when my ears stick out of the side, and I feel like it cuts in a very awkward place. But yours looks
my
so
ears.
Flattering. No, because you don't have the same problem that I do, where my ears like stick out so freaking much, and I hate
it. I can't even say I've ever seen you in a hat.
No, because I don't wear hats. I wear like beanies in the winter. Not beanies. No.
No, I like beanies. I like beanies.
No, not like skater beanies.
No, I know what you meant. Just the way you said it was just so off-putting.
I like beanies.
I like beanies, and I cannot lie.
No, I like the ones with the little pom-pom on top, you know?
Yeah.
Like those ones with like thick curled hair. I love it. Like, that's a vibe. Like, in the wintertime, you know what I mean?
Cozy vibe. With, like, the rosy cheeks and, like, the little.
And honestly, I have such an appreciation. It was cold out the other day. I stepped outside and I looked in my, like, Snapchat camera. I was like, I look better because it gives you, like, a natural flush and, like,
it does. It does. It gives you, like, a pinky, like, cheek flush and, like, it, like, numbs your face, you kind of. Exactly. So it's true. Life hack. Go in the cold.
Versus in the summer, you step outside and you're just sweating and I feel disgusting and the makeup's dripping off my face and I'm like, oh, yeah. Do you want to hear something embarrassing that happened the other day? Speaking of makeup, I went to give my friend was like, oh my god, I've just missed you so much, like, give me a hug. And I was like, feeling really generous, was like, all right, like, I will give you a hug, even though, you know, I don't really give hugs.
You don't.
But he was being really kind. He was like, oh my god, like, I just miss you so much, whatever, because I don't really see them at work all the time anymore, obviously. I don't, like, go and just hang out. Like, okay, am I okay?
I go and in for lunch.
He is wearing a all black hoodie and I wasn't even thinking about it and I, like, totally just, like, rubbed my face. Not intentional. And I pulled away and then, like, someone was like, dude, what's on your sweatshirt? And I was like, that's my full face of foundation. That is literally my face. Like,
I'm crying.
And no, it was really embarrassing.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, there's this photo on Twitter of, like, this girl's literally, like, you could see the eyes, the lips, the face, like, everything just, like, imprinted on this man's shirt.
No, it wasn't that bad. But then I felt bad, so then I'm, like, rubbing it off for, like, 5 minutes.
I can see you be like, oh my god, please. I'm so sorry.
I was like, please just let me get every inch of it off. He was like, you actually have to chill. Like, I was like rubbing and rubbing.
No, because it's just, like, embarrassing. It's like, oh, like, you know, you want to, like, obviously we all wear makeup, but you don't want people to know you wear makeup.
Oh, no. I don't want people to know I have that much on that it's, like, transferring to this guy's sweatshirt. That's so embarrassing. I was like, damn, I thought I looked good today. I'm like, shit.
I think it's, like, an It Cosmetics. Oh, I got the It Cosmetics matte CC cream because of you.
Isn't it so
I like good? It. I also just got, because I was watching Keaton's, like, favorites video, and, like, she talked about some good products. A cheaper version of, I would say, the It Cosmetics matte one. I tried out the L'Oreal Infallible Pro Matte, but the blue one, maybe that's just the Pro Matte, and it's similar to, like, it's just, like, a dupe. They're both awesome.
Wait, I've never tried, I can't say I've tried really L'Oreal foundation.
I never really try drugstore stuff anymore, and, like, that was dumb of me. And, like, Keaton was talking about a few of these drugstore, like, makeup products, and I trust her with my life, so I went and bought it, and I'm, like, obsessed. So a dupe for the Cosmetics CC Matte, but I also like the CC Matte.
The reason why I don't do drugstore is because I feel I buy the drugstore, and then I'm like, wow, this isn't working, and then I just buy the high-end anyways, so I'm like, I just spend double money, you know what I mean? Like, trying the thing, but if you're recommending, I will give it a go.
No, yeah, I really, really like it. It's, like, light. It's kind of, like, a liquidy feel. I don't know. It's just, like, I was just in the mood to try something new, and I was in CVS, and I was just, like, having a time. I don't know.
But CVS sometimes gets you. It's, like, almost, like, at, like, Target level now.
Like, yeah, and they have, like, nicks and stuff. Yeah, no, I love – I'm always at CVS. I love it. Big fan.
Yeah, they have some good stuff, I would say. I am a fan of, like, drugstore mascara, and, like, I could get behind some, like, blushes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I've, like –
face products, I'm usually wary. Well, no, I always use the Maybelline Instant Age Rewind Concealer. I've been using the Tarte Shape Tape a lot. But
that one's good.
Oh, my God.
I find stuff that works, and then, like, my eyeshadow has been somewhat confident in the counseling group. It was, like, literally the eyeshadow that I was wearing in that image of me, like, in, like, I was wearing, like, this goofy-looking hat.
Goofy.
I don't know.
Oh, I know the photo you're talking about. Yeah, I was wondering what that hat was. I had a weird headband on, too. It's okay.
In, like, 2011, I was wearing, like, this animal hat, and my eyeshadow was the same as Urban Decay Sin. And someone commented, they're like, things don't change, the Urban Decay Sin shadow.
It's true. Sometimes it's just, like, really good.
When you find stuff that works, it's hard to switch it up, you know?
I know. It's really hard, because it's just, it works. Like, what's, like, the point? I feel that.
And you get used to yourself looking a certain way. So, sorry. Okay, I'm going on a tangent.
No. Like, I just, like, looked and we've been recording for 40 minutes, and I'm like, we haven't even gotten into our goal for this week. Did you come up with a goal?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay, just checking. Like, the way you looked at me, I was like, oh, maybe we shouldn't come up with a goal.
No,
you're
did.
On your ish. I know you are.
Goals! Awesome! Oh, wow!
All right, so my goal for this week is... it's the same goal that it's been for the past, like, 4 weeks. So just, like, please, like, subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I'm really about to hit 200K. Like, I've been saying it for the past, like, 4 weeks.
Subscribe. YouTube.com/BrookeMitchie. Yo.
Yeah. Literally, like, we're dancing around the number at this point. So, like,
I have not been getting subscribers. Like, views are constant, but subscribers, rough. Just, like, doesn't really go anywhere. Dude. Like, I'll check and I'm like, okay, I gained, like, two. I'm not even kidding.
No, but for some reason, my views have never been higher. But I'm like, where, like, do people, when I find someone,
I know,
like, I subscribe on instinct. Like, I'm like,
same.
I'm
the same way. Well, my friends, even though, like, my friend Dawson was like, she was like in my vlog, and she like watches my videos. She was like, she's like, wait, I'm not subscribed to you. And I was like, you need to do that. So it made me realize, I think sometimes people just like look us up, or like we'll swipe up and watch, you know, like from the story, but then they don't, I don't know. Like, I don't know if everyone has YouTube accounts. That might be the thing.
Yeah, which I totally understand, but at the same time, like, can you just, like, do us a solid? Like, I don't think people realize
but at the same
really
time.
It really does support your channel, because you could get a million views, and, like, as shitty as this sounds, for brand perspectives and stuff like that, like, when companies, like, outreach to you and, like, want to work with you, they really only see the subscriber number. So from a business standpoint, it really helps your favorite, like, creators and stuff like that out. Also, like, if you just have more subscribers, it is... which it's not about the numbers, but you do have to think about it from the numbers for a certain amount of perspectives. So, like, yeah, from the business standpoint, and then also from just, like, getting your videos out there, like, in terms of YouTube recommending it to other people. Like, it's more likely to recommend someone with more subscribers, more engagement. I don't know.
That's
like,
true.
All these things go into it. So it's, I mean, at least for me, like, this is my job now, so please just help a sister out.
Help a sister, please. AOT, if you're okay, dear.
Yeah.
No, okay, I feel
what's
that.
Your goal?
My goal for this week is kind of, similar to my low light. I really need to start eating cleaner. I want to start my day off with a good breakfast. I love making yogurt parfaits, and I always get so lazy in the morning, make toast. I'm not going to stop making toast. Like, I freaking love toast. But on mornings that, you know, when I wake up and have myself more of a morning, I really want to start back on my grind of drinking green tea before I have coffee, and I'm making yogurt parfait or oatmeal or something of the sort.
Yeah.
Because then when you start with a healthy breakfast, you're like, okay, maybe I'll try and, like, have a healthier lunch, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I just need to, like, I don't know. Like, I feel fine. I just, well, I know. Today I feel crappy because I've been eating, like, real drunk all weekend. It's just, like, a weekend thing. It just happens. I don't know. That's my goal. I don't, it's not really tangible. I don't know how to measure it. But I'm really going to try and, like, not make terrible eating decisions this week.
I feel that. Have you ever tried that Tuscan pan bread? Did you ever?
Yeah, I did. It's dangerous. Really good.
Did you like it?
I did. I really, really like it. But it's not as filling as the Dave's Killer Bread. So
okay.
Because there's, like, a ton of grains and stuff in the Dave's. I don't know. I really, really like that. But the Tuscan penne bread's so good. Just, like, toasted with butter. Oh, my God. So good.
Oh, it's so good toasted with butter. I do it that, like, a thick slice of avo toast. But I know what you mean. I need, like, protein in the morning to fill me up. Otherwise, I'm eating again in, like, an hour.
That's the thing. It's like, what do you do?
It's dangerous. Making choices.
Dangerous. That girl is so dangerous.
Dangerous.
That girl is a bad girl. Yeah.
I used to think that it said, instead of bad girl, it said something else, which I don't think I can say on the podcast, but that girl is a bad... I don't know. I'll tell you later.
I'll have to think about it. I mean, there's a couple words that run through my mind.
I don't know why. I'm so bad at lyrics. Like, do you ever, like, sing in the car
too.
And people are like, those are simply not the words I'm like.
Oh, I used to think that song Replay by I.S. Shawty is like a melody in my head, but... got my eyeball stuck in my head. I used to think it was that. Got my iPod stuck on replay. I thought it was eyeball stuck in my head, so.
That's a good one. I used to think that, oh my gosh, what is it? She want a lady in the street, but, like that, Usher,
that lady
one.
In the street. You told me this.
She want a lady in the street, but a freak in the band to say yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
that makes so much sense.
It's freak in the bed, but I thought it was freak in the band. Like, I don't know.
I thought it was freak in the sheets.
Yeah, you thought it was what?
I don't know.
She want a lady in the street, but a freak in the band to say yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to hear you sing it again.
Come and get me.
I love that song. Whenever that song comes on, I'm like, oh my God, you guys.
That's like a real banger, like,
yeah,
attitude playlist.
Yeah, such a good one. Such a good
Replay
one.
Replay is also a good one.
That Show is a good one. Melody. All right, should we get into what this podcast is all about?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Us when it takes like 40 minutes to get into the topic, but here we are.
Really? I feel like a longer episode is better than a shorter episode, IMO, in my opinion.
I feel that way too, because when I'm like listening to podcasts just passively, I'm like, keep talking. Like, I'm there with you.
Yeah. Also, guys, if like... I don't know. Like, if I'm ever listening to a podcast and there's something I don't want to listen to, I just press the skip 30 seconds. I mean,
same.
It's so easy. Just do it. Like, I'm not trying to, I'm just like saying, like, it's definitely a good idea. I do that sometimes. I'm like, I don't really care about this topic, whatever it may be. Just like do that. If you get annoyed with it, just skip a little bit. Completely. I won't be offended. I won't know you did it.
Exactly. No, we don't see that. So if you ever like, tune us out, we're talking too much about like our favorite bread.
Yeah, I know. Bread, eyeshadow, whatever it may be. But let's talk about doing what you love and self-validation and just being happy with yourself. I found I had like this moment last night where it kind of inspired Brooke and I have been talking about doing this episode for a while, and she decided she was going to quit her job, and like you're just talking about like what makes you truly, truly happy. And like, I don't know, there's so many routes we can go with like what we want to talk about, but what inspired it for me was just sometimes like you just have to, I was talking to like this my friend at Spin about this, like you have to remind yourself like why you do what you do every day. Like she's the manager at our Spin studio, and for a second she like lost sight of like what she was doing. She was like, you know, you just get so busy. And then she was like, this is like what I love to do. Like, I love to spin. I love being in this community. And I was like, I feel the same way. Like, sometimes, like, I get caught up in school and, like, college life. And then I, like, don't have time to sit and, like, edit a video or, like, I don't know, create content or connect with people. Like, and I just have to remind myself, like, that's what I love to do. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, really important to, like, kind of not lose sight of who you are. And, like, I just want to talk about it.
I completely agree. And I think that, like, to start it all off, a lot of people ask the question of, you know, which I get it because we're all in this similar phase of life, no matter what your age is. I feel like we're all kind of in this. If you're a listener of the show, you're probably in the similar age. What are you passionate about? Like, what makes you happy? And I think that kind of phase of self-discovery is really challenging. I mean, I'm struggling with it myself right now, and I get that. So like, what does getting back to you mean? So I think that's like step one, kind of.
So true.
Figuring it all out.
Yeah, and, like, obviously we can't sit here and tell you, like, how to figure out what makes you happy. I think when it's, like, you're, like, alone in your room or whatever it may be, like, think about, like, what you want to be doing in that moment. Like, if you want to be vlogging, like, you should be vlogging. You should start a channel. Like, my friend Emmy, not that she's going to start a channel, but when I did, like, the friend vlogging thing, she, like, really enjoyed it because she lives alone, and she was like, I had so much fun just, like, talking to a camera, and it inspires you to do more. Or if you're sitting there and you want to, like, dance, like, make up a dance, like, become a dance instructor. Like, I don't know. Like, it's, like, when you're bored, like, what do you want to be doing other than watching Netflix, obviously?
Yeah. I think it takes trying out a lot of different things, too. Yes. Like, I think it's so easy for people to – example, like you try working out and you're like, oh wow, you go on the treadmill and you're like, wow, I hate, you can't generalize that and say, wow, I hate working out in general. No, you hate going on the treadmill, which is totally fine, but there's a million other things you can try. And I think life is all about like experimentation and like trying new things. We always preach this on the show, like you have to get out of your rut and like try new things. And that's kind of how we've both found happiness, I think, is by trying non-conventional things. And like, something stuck, I guess.
No,
like,
for sure. I mean, I have friends like I know I talk about Spin all the time, but I have friends at the Spin studio, and I mean, it happened to me too, where like we realized like how much we enjoy it. Like I have friends that like are now like working at, like my friend Daly, like I all freshman year, like in sophomore year, I like talk about how much I love Spin. She's like, oh, okay, I get it, I whatever. Like, you know, she would always like she never like wanted to go to Spin, and then she went to a Spin class over the summer. I was like, oh my god, that was like the best thing ever. And now she works at Pure Velo here, like, and she like loves it and is getting so involved. And like, that's just from like trying a Spin class or trying a new major or trying to like hang out with new friends and like figuring out what their hobbies are. Like it is a lot of trying and like figuring it out, seeing what you feel good.
And it's okay to not know, and it's okay to try a bunch of different things. But I like that point that you made, Danielle, of like, what do you find yourself like wanting to do? Obviously, besides like watching Netflix, unless like you
want to be like, do that.
Yeah. But something that you feel validated after you do too, like something where you complete it and you feel like that sense of, I don't know, it's a certain sense of like, I don't even want to say validation, but like, you just feel like good about it. Like I'm sure Danielle and I could feel this similarly. Yeah. Like when you say it, when you post a video and it feels like Christmas morning.
Yes, it does.
I love that.
And I know you feel the same way. It's just like, and that's something like when you kind of feel your soul light on fire or whatever you want to call it, like whatever like makes you just feel so good and like amazing in that moment. It might not even be something specific. It might be just like listening to music. And then you go in from there. Like, what do you like about the music? Do you like the beats? Do you like DJing? Like, I have a friend that, like, oh, it's you. You want to take up DJing.
I have a friend that, like, oh, wait,
you. It's you. Or, like, whatever, maybe, like, certain things. I know, you need to do that. Now you have time. You should, like, start learning how to do it. Not that
I need to, like, go on, like, Skillshare, honestly. I've been, like, poking around on Skillshare. I really need to try.
I know. Brooke texted me the other day. She's, like, watching Final Cut Pro videos on Skillshare. Like, that's so impressive. I need to do that. It's a good idea.
I'm trying my best here. I think it is just, it's not easy. I'm not going to, like, sit here and be like, yeah, like, find your passion. But it is trying a lot of different things. I've openly expressed on my platforms, like, I've tried a lot of different, even we could equate it to jobs. I've tried a lot of different jobs that I haven't liked. Yeah. And that's okay, because at the end of the day, I'm still young and I'm still figuring it out. And I think that, like, being on the search of truly, like what you said, what lights your soul on fire, could be a lifelong journey for some people. And some people are fortunate enough to figure it out, you know, at age 16 or whatever, like, I want to be a pro athlete.
We are so lucky that, yeah.
Yeah, we're very fortunate that, like, social media exists and we're doing what we're doing and we figured out that we like it and, like, how to do it.
No, we are in a, like, I could not, we talk about this all the time, but, like, I cannot start a channel today. Like, I don't know if I would have done it the same way. Like, we started out of passion and, like, we got so lucky that it became this big thing and, like, it, you know, pays the bills and it's something we really, really enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. And, like, we don't want to, like, come across like, oh, like, you can do whatever you want. Like, it's so easy. Like, we understand that, like, there's financial burdens. There's not, you can't just, like, fly somewhere and do something. Like, we get it. But I think I talk to so many people daily that they'll say, a lot of people do want to start YouTube channels. And I'm like, just do it, man. Like,
yeah.
Or I'll have, like, I have a few people, like, in my life who will, like, text me, like, maybe a year ago, hey, I'm looking to start a YouTube channel. Like, what camera do you use? And then I, like, will get a text, like, a year later, like, okay, I'm finally starting it. Like, what should I? And I'm like, that is not going to get you anywhere. And, like, that is just the hard truth that you need to hear sometimes, because
we're podcasting when people, I want to start a podcast. Honestly, you guys, Danielle and I Googled how to do it. We didn't consult anybody.
Nobody.
Like, we had no one to ask. We were like, we're going to do it. We Googled it. We figured it out.
It was rough. Skinny Confidential
always preaches this. Skinny Confidential always preaches. You have to pick yourself up and figure it out. If you want it that badly, you got to do it.
Yeah. And it's so doable. Like, for example, Delaney has been following this model. I forget how to pronounce it. Coco Rocha. I don't know. She's this insanely famous model. You might have seen this video on Twitter of, like, this woman, like, doing, like, 100 poses. It's, like, all these really cool. I don't really know. You guys have probably seen the Twitter video. And that's her. And she does this model camp. And Delaney's, like, always, like, wanted to, like, do it or whatever. And then finally she, like, applied. And, like, she, like, was really nervous about it. And, like, she's going. And, like, she got accepted. She and Elsa both got accepted. And they're doing the model camp for, like, a week long in New York over spring break. Like, they're going to kill it. And it's all – it could just literally be pressing a button to apply. Like, it's insane. And so many programs and schools, whatever it may be, like, have scholarships. I'm, like, really learning about a lot of scholarship opportunities. Like, institutions are really, really good about stuff like that. Or if it's model camp or whatever it may be, like – there are so many options, and it just really hurts my heart when people feel like literally they cannot do something. Like, I know finances are, like, a big thing, but then literally freaking do a lemonade stand. Like, I don't know. Like there are so many ways. Or babysit. Like, not lemonade stand, but, like, there are – if there is something you truly, truly want to do, like, there are people who have made it happen. You can start from nothing, and I truly believe that.
I honestly felt this – I mean, obviously I didn't do my job for very long, so I hate to, like, sit out here and be like, I get it. But I do get it. Get it that sometimes you have to do things that you don't necessarily want to do. But honestly, I learned from my short time that I did work is that you spend your whole life doing this thing. So you got to learn how to like it to some extent. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you're going to be passionate about every single aspect of what you do. There's aspects of what Danielle and I do that we don't like.
Yeah, there's certain things we don't want to do. Yeah.
It's a very multifaceted. It's not like we're just sitting around, like, vlogging all day. Obviously there's, like, elements of the business that we don't want to do. Like, when it comes to, like, maybe good harder point. Stuff on the business end or whatever compromises that you have to make in your personal life, mm-hmm. things like that. So I'm just equating that back to real life where, and it's so important. And I think I underestimated that because at least for me personally, like, my mom loves what she does. My dad loved what he did. And I think I took it for granted, like, the ease of finding something that I like. So I was always like, oh, I'll grow up and, like, get a job and, like, I'll like it or whatever.
Yeah.
And you might not the reality is you're not going to love everything about your job, but you have to like it enough to be, like, fired up by it because that's your life. So if I could leave you with anything, it's like, definitely consider that. I know that not everybody has the privilege and, like, you know, you got to get a job to, like we said, pay the bills. Trust me, I get it. I was there for a few months, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, you can make it work and it might be hard at times and there's easier ways to get your foot in the door with these things. You don't have to transform your life and pack your bags and quit your job. And I think I'm going on a tangent, but I feel bad that I don't want to inspire people to do that per se. I've been seeing, like, people are messaging me like, you inspired me to quit my job. And I'm like,
like, hope it's healthy and, like, normal. Yeah.
Like, you got to consider, there's a lot of different, like, things to consider with all of this. And pursuing your passions looks very different to other people. And there's definitely ways that you can do it on weekends and things like that. And, you know, if you're so lucky with an opportunity, like, what we have with Gals on the Go and stuff like that. Like, we recognize how lucky we are with this.
So. Yes, and that's what I want to, like, say is, like, we're not sitting here like, quit your job, like, go be an influencer. Like, obviously not. But, and, like, we know, like, there, you're not going to love every aspect of your life. I don't love every aspect of my life, and that's just normal, and I'm okay with that. And there are things that you have to do to, you know, get to the places that you want to be. And, like, some quote that I'll, like, always remind myself, I think I said it in the podcast a couple weeks ago, like, remember when you wanted the life you have now. Like, remember when you wanted that job, mm-hmm. and now you have that job. Okay, cool. Like, so excited. Then you're, like, looking forward to the next thing. But, like sometimes when I'm, like, uninspired with school or I get down on myself, I'm like, I remember when I was so excited that I got into UGA and how proud I was and how happy I am to be here. You just have to remind yourself of why you're doing what you're doing. And then once you do start doing something you love, or once you get to that, it is so, so important to not lose sight of yourself. And, like I guess I'm just speaking from personal experience. Like, I find myself sometimes, like, I love what I do with YouTube. I'm so proud of our podcast and just, like, being myself. And not even, like, on the business side. Like, I'm just, like, I forget how much I love my alone time. And sometimes I lose sight of that. And I, like, kind of just, like, run around. And I, like, you know, want to hang out with my friends. I want to hang out with my boyfriend. But, like, I've had to remind myself lately of, like, what makes me happy. Because, okay, I said I wasn't going to reference it. But I was listening to a podcast. And this is, like, with friendships and relationships. They were talking about, like, you, all of your relationship, all of your friendships, partnerships with people should be that if that were to end the next day, your life would not be in shambles. Like, you, I mean, obviously you'd be sad because you love that person, but, like, you would be emotionally stable. You are happy with your life, with what you are doing. That's just, like, how Brooke and I have always were. We're very self-dependent mm-hmm. on ourselves, I think. And I just, like, personally have, like, had this realization, like, I never want to become codependent on someone. Like, I've just, like, seen it recently with, like, my friends, certain friends going through breakups, and then they, like, literally don't know what to do with their lives. And, like, that is just something so important. I think that's why, like, Brooke and I wanted to talk about this, because when you're doing what you love, like, everything else falls into place. Like, you are doing what makes you happy, and other people are attracted to that. They want to be around that. And it's so important to keep that up once you are with those people. I know I'm, like, going on a tangent, but I just,
no,
like,
had this is very, epiphany. Very important. It's the importance of you determining your own reality, and, like, you can't fuel your happiness from other people. So that's why I think it's important. I mean, I've never been in, like, a serious relationship, so who am I to speak on this? But
this is also with friendships, though, seriously.
Yeah, but I think it's so important to be self-fulfilled before you can even get yourself into anything serious in life, because how could you truly depend on others to fuel your happiness or to fuel your whatever it may be, like, void in your life or something like that. And I think that's why a lot of relationships, friendships and beyond relationships and stuff that I've seen fail is because the person, or maybe both pieces of the relationship, aren't whole themselves. So I think that's why you need to focus on you first.
It's true. No, you're hitting it on the nail. I just think, and this even goes out to people, like, I know everyone's always like, oh, I want a boyfriend, I want a girlfriend. And, like, we've all felt like that. But, like, when you're feeling like that, that is just showing that you're not happy with yourself. And, like, that's what mm-hmm. you got to do first, whether it's getting into some sort of workout routine or changing your major and doing something you really enjoy, or learning a new trying out a new hobby, spending time with people you love. Like, I think doing what you love and relationships honestly go hand in hand so hardcore. And, like, once you have that, I don't know, I'm just, like, in a really just a self-empowerment mood. And, like, just with you and, like, going through and just, like, been, like, you know, by your side, but, like, you know, been, like, talking with you throughout your whole process recently, it's really, you know, reminded, I think, both of us how important it is to, like, really listen to your heart. You know, like, you were really nervous because you were scared of what other people were going to think. Like, heck, I would be scared. Like, that's terrifying. Like, you put this all on YouTube and, like, you're scared, and, like, obviously there's going to be people that say things, but you seem so happy right now.
Yeah,
and it's important. You can't just, like, slave your life away to something. And you were very blessed where you had YouTube and everything. And, again, we know that not everyone has that. But, you know, I'm really proud of you. So
thank you so much for saying that. And honestly, and then a lot of people bring up the piece for me specifically. They're like, oh, like, was the job that bad? And it's like, it was just for me, it was, and Michelle Reed just did an amazing video on this. It was like the feelings of, like, pure overwhelm. And I think it's very much so overlooked how much work goes into social media. And, like,
you were overexerting yourself.
Yeah. You too, with being a student, like, you know, it's hard. Balancing it with something else is hard. That's why, like, over the summer, you thrive, because it's like, you're focused, so, like, you're doing it. But you know what I mean, though. I think people underestimate
it's a lot more than people think.
Yes, exactly. So I think with anything, it's a lot more than what people think, and people's circumstances are different. I totally get that. But that doesn't mean that you can't find something to be passionate about. Like, literally, one of my guy friends just took up guitar lessons on the side. Like, there's so many ways to express yourself via passion. Like, I don't think he wants to be, like, in a band or, like, you know, freaking the band. I don't think he
freaking
wants
the band.
I don't think he wants to, like, do anything, like, serious with it, but just picking up things on the side is so possible with life.
And oh, I mean, look I at us. Important. We picked up a couple things on the side. I'm about to pick up something else on the side that I will tell you guys about when I'm ready. But
I'm so excited. Big announcement. No, but actually, though, it's so important to do things on the side, because otherwise, like, I've thought about it. It's like, otherwise, if you have nothing else on the side and you just, like, work your job and, like, come home, it's literally like you wake up, you go to work, you come home from work, you eat dinner, you go to bed, and it's rinse and repeat.
I know. And I don't know if it's, like, just an us thing, because I think you and I have just always been like that. Like, I can't just, like, I have to, like, be doing things. I think you and I are very, like, we need to be doing things, not all the time, but a lot of time. And I think a lot of people just find themselves being like, okay, like, that's fine. Like, I'll just do this. But I think people need a reminder, like, it's okay to, like, jump outside of the box a little bit. And, like,
exactly.
I don't know. I don't want to be like, oh, like, do this, do that. But, like, I think sometimes people need a little kick in the butt to be like, I've had to, like, really, like, look at some of my friends and be like, no, I'm making you do this. Like, I just, it hurts my heart when people are discouraged. And it is hard, like, if you're scared people are going to judge you. Like, it is very, very hard. And I completely get that. But
yeah. So we also wanted to talk to you guys about just, like, what to do when your parents and friends kind of don't support you with a certain thing. And I think, or not even don't support you, but necessarily don't have the same goals as you. And I think it's hard for a lot of college students because motivation levels definitely vary. And I know for me, it was hard, like, particularly when I was in school on Sundays or something, and everybody just wants to lounge around and, like, watch Netflix and hang out. And you're like, wait, I actually have, like, side projects I want to work on, or other things. Like, I want to be productive with my day. And I think it's very easy to conform to, like, what your friends are doing.
Yes.
So even if they're not, like, unsupportive, they're not supportive. So,
right.
Like, that kind of fine line.
No, I know what you mean. I sometimes feel like that, like, on days like today, today's a Sunday, and, like, all my other friends are just, like, chilling, doing nothing, which is, like, so fine. Like, I love doing that too. And I could easily, I've found myself, I know you did this, especially when you lived, like, obviously at school. Like, you're like, oh, like, everyone else is doing nothing. Like, I should just sit on the couch and do nothing. But, like, I know on the inside, like, the next day I'm going to regret that so hard because, like, you know, you just got to, like, stick on your grind, and it might inspire others. Like, there have been times all my friends and I were just sitting around, and I was like, I can't, I love you guys so much, but, like, I got to go do something. Someone would be like, oh, I'll come with you. Like, you're going to do this, I'll come do that with you. Or you're going to go to study, like, let's go do it. Like, it's, like, okay to, like, motivate other people sometimes, too. I know it's not always that easy, but.
No, I agree. I also think it is, and I know it's not easy to make other friends either, but you and I are big on this. Like, I have my core group of friends, and they're great, and they're all working on their own projects or whatever, and. But totally. I always made it so that at school I did have other friends that, you know, were inspiring to me or, like, pursued things that I was more interested in, maybe that I can kind of connected with them. And I think that's really important too.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Or maybe they're not physically with you, but, like, even just calling you, Danielle, like, this is, like, inspiring to me. So
same. I was going to say that.
Exactly. So having people that you can relate to on a certain level is important. And, you know, it might be awkward. We always say it's awkward to make friends and, like, you have to reach out first and stuff, but it, trust me, it pays off.
It really pays off. And, like, it's really, like Brooke said, like, I definitely could agree. I have, like, different friends for, like, different things, and, like, that's totally fine. Like, you have your core group of friends, like, you do stuff with, and then I have people that I like to go get coffee with and just, like, sit and, like, talk about life and, like, get motivated. Or I have, like, my spin community that I love being with and, like, getting inspired fitness wise like, or people in your major, whatever it may be. Like, it is so good to have those people, because you're not always going to have the same friends that want to do all the same things as you, and that's completely normal.
That is very, very normal. And I don't think that it's, like, lack of support, like I said, like, just because those people don't have the same interests that align with you, I don't think that you should look at it and be like, they're not supportive of me, like, whatever.
Right.
Like, sometimes it's harder for people to grasp in their minds that you want to do something else, and sometimes it might just be, it's not lack of, you know, that they care about you or whatever. It might just be that they might not entirely get it or have an interest just in the same thing. And I think you have to respect that too. So, like I said, stepping outside of your comfort zone in terms of friends, finding other people that maybe better align with you on those things. And then you could still keep your friends. Like, it doesn't mean that they hate you. It just means that maybe they don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think sometimes people get confused between, like, your, like you said, like, there's a fine line between, like, people, like, judging you for it or just, like, not having the same passions. And I think that's what sometimes, like, demotivates people. They're like, oh, like, these people don't like that, so, like, I'm not. But that doesn't mean, like, they're, like, I have friends that play soccer and I am terrible at soccer. Like, my brother plays soccer. And it's okay. Like, I don't like to really play soccer, but, like, good for him for, like, doing that. Like, it's like, true, Delaney and I. True. Delaney likes old movies. I don't. And we know that. It's a difference. Like, that's a very small, minuscule example. But, like, you know, it's just, it's okay. Exactly. Like, we're all individuals at the end of the day. Like, be yourself. Everyone else is taken.
So true. And I think, I mean, luckily, like, Danielle and I, honestly, we cannot speak from personal experience. I know Danielle and I, from a parent perspective.
Very thankful.
Very thankful that we have more than supportive parents.
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe like momager papager vibes.
Definitely momager papager vibes. Healthy vibes. But healthy. But definitely momager papager. We've got those going for us.
Yeah. So I think, but I think that that's extremely discouraging, I think. And I know it's hard, once again, when this comes to financials. Like, I've heard the stories of, you know, people want to switch their major, but their parents threaten, like, we won't pay for your school anymore. And, like, those are obviously extenuating circumstance things. Totally. But at the end of the day, you are the creator of your own life. Like, you are the author of your own book, if you will. And if no one's going to take your life and change it for you, like, you have to be the one to take your life into your own hands. So if you see things and you're like, you know, I really wish I could do that, or I wish I could pursue that, or even as simple as it, I guess it's not so simple, but changing your major, things like changing the path of your life, no one is going to do that for you. And I think I've been learning a lot more of that, like, just a lot of your life is in your own hands. Like, it's, yeah, a lot of life is reacting to what comes inbound, like inbound emails and inbound messages, or, you know, inbound news. But a lot of it is how you, like, 100% of that is how you react to those things. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing poorly in a class and you're thinking, wow, maybe I should change my major to something that I'm more interested in, that I could do better, etc., maybe you should do that and take your life into your own hands in that regard.
That's true, because then you, like, don't need to rely on other people for help, because it's something you're truly passionate about, and that you could, you have a better chance of succeeding in that because it's something that you really believe in, rather than, like, what other people are telling you. Again, everything we're saying is easier said than done, but allow this completely to be a little pep talk for you guys. I think that's what we wanted to do.
Exactly. And we do realize, like, the privilege, like, whatever, of, you know, our lives. So it's easy for us to say, like, you know, just take it into your own hands. But it's like, it's, but it is true. I know that no matter what your circumstance is, there are things that you could probably change. So
100%. Even if it just starts with your mindset.
Literally waking up in a good mood, practicing a little gratitude. Say, you know, I'm thankful for this day. I'm thankful to be alive.
Totally.
Let's get after it.
Let's get after it. I love that. That's awesome.
Exactly. There's definitely ways that you can get around those things.
Oh, for sure. I'm feeling so motivated.
Yeah, I'm feeling motivated and inspired. We hope that we kind of could start a conversation with you guys, like we said,
totally,
in the Facebook group or something, how, what you guys do. And, you know, hopefully you could apply these things to everything. Obviously, it's easy for us to talk about then, like, influencers and, like, YouTube and stuff, because that's what
that's one specific thing. Yeah, it's just one outlet.
Exactly.
There's so many.
But, I mean, Danielle is a dancer, a spinner.
Everyone's a DJ, or Brooke's a DJ or something.
No, I'm passionate about, like, cheese boards, honestly. Like, ooh, come on. Like, no, seriously. It could be anything. That's the thing. Like, you can genuinely, like, as much as, like, it's not probably productive to play video games, like, that might be your thing. And, like, that's dope if it is, I guess.
There's,
like,
gamers making money, so.
Gamers. Let's hear it for the gamers.
Hear for the gamers. I love it. We're crazy.
So we love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode.
Yes, thanks, guys.
And we'd love to hear your feedback on the show and just what you guys would like to see in future episodes of us. If, do you like these more chatty episodes? Do you like it when they're more structured? I think that's what we're also, like, trying to kind of find that balance of two, as the show kind of moves on.
Yeah, we are really happy with the format, but, like, obviously we want to hear y'all's feedback. So if there's a topic you guys want us to talk about, we really rely on the suggestions, because we want this to be something that you guys really enjoy. So
exactly. And it is a community.
It's a community. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode. Go out there, do something you love, stay true to yourself. If there's anything you got out of that, let it be that. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Check out our merch.
Check out our merch. Tag us. Love you guys.
Bye, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.